service.
I feel one coming on right now. Another panic attack. It's climbing up into my throat, and I'm starting to hyperventilate. All the classic signs. Man, I gotta get out of my head and pay attention, or I'll miss my transfer. I think I'm all worked up because of what's coming up tonight. Thought I'd be excited, but it's just too much, you know. Where the hell are my earbuds? Oh, got it, cool.
Yo, Ruben.
It's all in my head. I know this, but it feels so real sometimes. It's overwhelming. And I cannot have an attack like this tonight. It would ruin everything Marco and I have planned.
Ruben.
See, no one wants to be a Hollywood celebrity anymore. No one my age, anyway. I mean, we want to be internet famous. We want to be influencers, motivating our peers to become followers of what's trending on Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. We are addicted to our follows and our likes. Man, I should know. I remember. When I was 9, I created a profile on Vine. Remember Vine? Man, it doesn't matter. Kind of like Instagram, but with just video. Anyway, I posted a video and nearly broke the internet. I uploaded a post of me freestyling off of...
Yo, Ruben, hello?
Marco! What, man?
You ready for tonight?
My best friend Marco has a mischievous grin. All he sees is upside. Try my best not to frown. Try my best to mirror his expression. Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Believe it, bro. You about to kill it tonight. Trust me.
My head is still in the clouds when I try to focus on what Marco was asking me about. I can't believe we're really doing this. He grabs me by the shoulders and stares me dead in the eyes.
Hey, I wanted you in this with me specifically. You got this.
Are you sure you don't want to be on mic for the interview yourself? You got the cred. You're the quote-unquote influencer.
Nah, I'm just a goof making dumb TikTok videos, man. It's bigger than that. It's gotta be its own brand. You got the depth. You're practically an artist yourself. I see you, lost in your head all the time, scribbling your ideas out in class. You need an outlet. Let those creative juices flow. I know you can connect here. Trust me, you're the guy for this.
I do trust Marco, but I am nervous as hell. I mean, all I really want to do is put my headphones on and, well, yeah, get lost in my thoughts. I don't want to think about doing an interview tonight. Can't believe I'm sneaking into the city, lying to my parents, and doing what I've dreamed of doing forever. This is sick when you think about it. I'm tripping. Afraid I can't do this. No. Marco was right. No need to psych myself out. There is no turning back now.
Did you tell your parents you're staying at my place tonight?
Yeah, they know.
They think they know. They don't know Jack. Hey, congrats, man. It's been a hell of a summer. We live large, now on to bigger and better things, right? Meet me back at the train station at 7. This gonna be huge.
Will it be huge? What if I mess up? Shit. I'm more afraid of it being huge than if it's just some dumb hobby me and my friend are doing. What did I get myself into? Oh, okay, let me stop tripping. I'll put in my earbuds and force myself to focus on something other than my self-doubt. Ready or not, here comes the break. Of course I beat Marco back to the train station. He's always mad late. It's like clockwork. And while I'm stuck waiting, my mind drifts back to the same old train of thought. The video that blew up on Vine. It was me freestyling over a Kanye type beat I found on YouTube. After I posted that video, my likes, my shares, they went through the roof. Next day at school, everybody stopped me in the hall, in class, wherever, asking me to take selfies with them. The biggest hip-hop blogs shared my posts on their pages. I was famous overnight. Internet famous anyways. I gained 50,000 followers in less than 48 hours. My parents didn't quite understand any of it until Ellen, yes, that Ellen, the one with the TV show, shared my video on national television. Ellen herself then invited me on, but my parents thought I was too young. They wouldn't allow me to fly out to Los Angeles to be a guest on any shows that Ellen or anyone else hosted on television, radio, or even podcasts. Harsh, right? My parents thought my freestyle was cute, but they freaked out at all the attention I was getting, some of which was negative. After monitoring the comments over the weekend, my parents deleted my account on Monday morning before they dropped me off at school. They were afraid of me being cyberbullied or distracted by internet fame or worse. I mean, I thought I was just having fun and being myself. It was never my intention to go viral or whatever, but I did. But man, when it happened, what a rush. I never quite stopped chasing that feeling. Fast forward 8 years later to the here and now. My friend Marco is a self-made social media influencer and he's only 17 years old. He doesn't follow trends, he sets them. Hypebeast monitors his social media pages for direction. Dude has been a tastemaker his whole life without even trying. Marco has a solid 300,000 followers. He gets invited to these exclusive events in the city. He's not even old enough to drink yet. And tonight is one of those events. He got two tickets to see Nevaeh Jolie live at the Brooklyn Bowl. I mean, this show was sold out. Nevaeh's from Newark, so you already know the local cool kid is gonna be in the building. I doubt we'll even get close to the stage to see her performance. Probably won't even get to shake her hand or meet her. But Marco's big idea is to maneuver our way onto the press list and score an interview with her tonight. My doubts have me scrambling for a way out. But I can't deny that Marco knows me. He knows what makes me tick. He knows I want that rush. The rush that he gets all the time. One post, one soundbite, one selfie, blowing up. That next level rush. I do a gut check on my nerves as the show gets closer and closer. We're on the train now, heading into Brooklyn from our Queens neighborhood in Far Rockaway, into the A train. Once we arrive at the Brooklyn Bowl, Marco gives the woman behind the ticket counter our names. She asks if we're on the press list. Marco gives her a slick smile and responds yes. My stomach is doing backflips. This is the moment of truth. The ticket lady frowns as she looks through the papers on the clipboard, shaking her head, ready to turn us down. I feel my throat tighten again. My head gets dizzy. Shit, not now, man, not now, I can't. The racing thoughts start flying around my mind. I mean, what if she kicks us out for lying about the press list? What if I have an anxiety attack right here in the lobby? Okay, I gotta chill. She'll wanna call my parents to take me home, which is humiliating enough, but then they'll find out we're doing this. I'll be grounded for not telling them, and this podcast interview we have planned will be over before it begins. When I get caught up like this, I can see the oncoming crash, and I feel like there's no turning away.
Marco Joseph. If it's not there, then there's been a mistake.
Just like Marco. This dude is too smooth. Meanwhile, I'm trying not to throw up. The ticket lady calls Nevaeh's rep, who comes up front to greet us. And without hesitation, Marco introduces himself and me. At least he recognizes Marco's name. Special influencer invite and all. I'm still focusing on my breath, playing it cool and trying to hide the fear in my eyes. Letting Marco lead, really.
This is my creative partner, Ruben Robinson. We're scheduled to interview Nevaeh, but it looks like we were left off the press list.
Nevaeh's rep looks amused, probably thinking these kids got balls or we're out of our damn minds. There's a long pause.
You're right, you're not on the list.
I check my hands to make sure they aren't shaking. Oh, we're about to get kicked out, I know it. And if he sees my nerves, it'll be my fault. I can't let Marco down like this.
But I like your hustle. Follow me.
Sense of relief floods my veins like a cold shower. I held it together. Barely. As we walk through the crowd, the rep asks if we want to meet Nevaeh before the show. She's got a few minutes and it'll be our only chance. The rep is talking about a meet and greet, so kind of have to force the subject of the interview, even in the green room. But of course, we respond yes in a nonchalant tone like it isn't a big deal. Marco makes small talk, smoothly drops that we got a podcast, and the rep loves the name. Here comes the break. Only we don't have a podcast. Not yet, anyway. The rep looks at us, smiles slightly. He's clearly amused with Marco. My stomach has stopped doing flips, but now it feels like there's a lead brick in there. I didn't think this would work, but now we're here and there is no turning back. I'm 17 and about to interview one of the hottest up-and-coming artists in the city. I've been waiting my whole life for this moment. I've loved hip-hop since I was little. I remember being real young, like 6, and hearing beats bleed through the walls from my parents' room. It was my dad who introduced me to legendary artists like Jay-Z and Nas. He told me the stories behind each track, about their lives growing up, fast money, cars, and beefs that cost MCs like Biggie and Pac their lives. He taught me that hip-hop was born in the South Bronx. He exposed me to Kool Herc, Run-DMC, and African Bambaataa, through Def Jam and the rise of gangsta rap. The never-ending story. I was obsessed with hip-hop. I wanted to meet my favorite artists, dive into the culture, and spread the gospel. The minute I started gaining the platform, my parents just shut all that down. I see my parents frowning and alarmed at the sight of the amount of followers I gained overnight. I'm reminded of my parents' discouragement. I get it, on some level. Particularly from my mom, who's always extra alert to the dangers of me putting myself out there as a young black man. She might not disapprove of this podcast idea now that I'm 17, but she definitely won't be cool with me and Marco sneaking into the city at night behind her back. I can feel the tightness in my chest, the staggered breathing as I pull out my phone to review the questions I prepared to ask Nevaeh if we actually got this far. As if you couldn't tell, I have anxiety. I was diagnosed with it at 10 years old. I've been taking medication ever since. Sometimes it works better than other times. Honestly, until tonight, I never thought of my anxiety diagnosis as connected to my aborted 15 minutes of fame. But moments like this are triggering. I should feel exhilarated, proud, and excited. But I'm preparing for the worst. Something bad will happen. Something will ruin this moment for me, or maybe I'll ruin it for myself. In a weird way, I want that to happen, to take the pressure off. I know that on some level, the real reason Marco insisted I join him on this adventure is because he wants to have a reason to keep hanging out. My parents arranged for a transfer to a STEM magnet school, Booker T. Washington High. When school starts, Marco and I don't want to lose our friendship. I keep telling myself tonight doesn't have to be about anything bigger than that. We arrive closer to Nevaeh's green room. Marco, little shit that he is, locks eyes and smiles at those who aren't getting access backstage like we are. We're being treated like VIPs, and it feels electric. For a short shining moment, I don't feel like a snowball careening downhill. I feel all the way up like Fat Joe and Remy Ma. The door opens, and the publicist woman leads Marco and I into the green room, and I swallow the rising pit in my stomach.
Nevaeh, great to see you. Marco Joseph, Reuben Robinson, we're here for the interview.
Holy shit, there's that adrenaline rush. On the ride home, Marco can't stop posting photos of us with Nevaeh. He writes teasing captions that read, "A Night to Remember," and "New Project Coming Soon." Marco is crazy. I'm happy he had a great time, but I'm just trying to savor every bit of the endorphin high I'm feeling after that interview. But as we get back to town and head back to Marco's place, I feel sad all of a sudden. We're close as we've ever been tonight. But what if this is the last time it's like this? What if changing schools changes us? It's like on the trip home, I've been able to fly. All the stresses and fixations that I was latching onto in my panic, I left them way down below me on the ground. All those issues seem so small and manageable all of a sudden. The thing, the actual thing, The interview. We got it. But I'm coming back to Earth. Marco and I, both knowing but not saying that this is the end of an era. Knowing but not saying this podcast, it's our best shot to make this the start of something new and great instead. Marco may be an internet sensation, but I'm the one getting into a private STEM school starting next week. He'll still be back in public school. In some ways, he needs the pod more than I do. You know, Marco is addicted to every hit on his social media accounts. That's just the world he lives in. I owe it to him that this goes well. And as if he's reading my mind, he turns to me and says,
"Hey, Ben, thanks for doing this with me."
"Thanks for pushing me, man." When we get back to Marco's house, it's editing time. It's pretty late and his parents are already asleep, so we raid the kitchen for snacks. Takis and pretzels and a Red Bull each. We rush up the stairs to Marco's room so we could dig into the Nevaeh interview. Keep on riding that high. And it's the last weekend of the summer, so if we want to, we could stay up till dawn and sleep tomorrow away. I was turning the interview over in my head on the train ride back while Marco was on his phone, so once we're safely in his bedroom, we immediately snap back into mind meld mode.
Let's leave in some of the casual stuff on either end. Help things feel real intimate. Feel me?
Oh, we're going to want to score the opening and closing with a tight beat for now.
Great job on the girl group question. She really opened up about her mom and upbringing.
The closer we get to completing the pod, the more I start to feel my anxiety return. Just bubbling up from within me. Oh, shit. I just realized I forgot to take my meds. I've been so distracted that it didn't even cross my mind. And to be honest, my Klonopin could put me to sleep, which I've been too busy for. While the audio file renders, I pull the pill bottle out of my bag and duck out to the bathroom to wash one down. When I step back into the room, Marco is pulling the microphone from his closet and hooking it up to his laptop. What are we recording?
You've got to introduce yourself to the masses, bro. Cue up the interview with an intro and a sign-off.
Damn, he's right. I've been so focused on the interview itself, but there's another part of this I hadn't thought through. The big picture. I don't want to tell my parents, but if I'm the face of this project and it gets the audience we want, I can't keep pretending this is just going to be a fun amateur pod with my friend. If it hits, we're not going to be businessmen. We're going to be a businessman. I can't hide that from my parents forever. The combination of the long night in the city, the head trip of success, the lack of sleep and missed meds, it's got me tripping. And without thinking, I blurt out, "Can we disguise my voice?" Marco throws some serious side eye.
"What? Nah, man, we'd have to layer effects back over the whole interview. The sun's coming up."
It'll be worth it. Maybe it's part of a stage name, a persona. The anonymity could give us a little mystique.
Okay, that's interesting. What you have in mind?
I scramble for an idea. Jittery, winging it. I suggested this out of panic, but now I gotta keep my nerves about me and back it up. How about Mask On? Like a play on Future's Mask Off. Could be a play on Corona culture too. I mean, you know.
Alright, it has potential. If I start on the voice distortion soon as we lock down the intro and outro, we could still post it today.
And I gotta record this intro and outro before that Klonopin kicks in. The fact I fell off my med schedule on its own is starting to freak me out. It could throw off my mood for days. Not what I need right now. I got a family dinner celebrating my new school tomorrow. Marco starts a take with a tap on his trackpad.
Okay, Mask On, step up to the mic.
What's up out there, podcast world? We are coming at you fresh from an Nevaeh Jolie show at the Brooklyn Bowl after wrapping up an interview with one of the hottest new artists in the game. She's fly, too. That's what we do here. Here Comes the Break. You'll get used to that. I'm your host, Mask On. Nestle those earbuds in and enjoy our exclusive interview with Nevaeh Jolie.
I don't know where it comes from, but I feel way less anxious and more confident behind this persona.
Killer first take, now try the outro.
That's our interview with Nevaeh. Hey, the show was amazing. Show us some love. Like, follow, and subscribe to the artist feeds, our feeds, links in the description. I'm Mask On. This is your place for the hottest and breaking new artists. Ready or not, here comes the break.
Ooh, you're a natural.
We don't have a second episode lined up to plug.
You worked around it, don't sweat it. For now, I'll create Here Comes the Break official accounts, cross posts on my accounts. We'll have artists coming to us once we hit some real numbers. And until then, we just gotta step up our hustle going out to shows.
It rolls over me like a wave. This thing is real now. The thought scares me. It's rattling around my brain, throwing elbows. And the clown up and still doesn't feel like it's kicking in. I suddenly have a panic thought and check my book bag again. Shit. I brought the wrong pill bottle. This is my Adderall. I took an Adderall by mistake. Oh, there's no way I'm getting any sleep now. I'm going to be up all day and walking in the family dinner tonight with raw nerves. The big celebration of me starting at Booker T, and I'll be lucky if I'm a zombie. On top of lying to them about where I was tonight, now I'm gonna have to cover up my exhaustion and adrenaline. And they're gonna see right through it. Oh, the voice whispers inside of me, oh no, here it comes. All my anxieties, they're coming together in that big, familiar blob of fear, and now...
Yo, Ruben, it's time to work.
I step up to the mic, adrenaline, anxiety coursing through me. Oh, screw it.
Here comes the break.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
In an industry that's constantly trying to define artists, can you tell our listeners in your own words, who is Nevaeh Jolie?
Who is Nevaeh Jolie? Nevaeh Jolie, I am an artist, a full-on creative, crazy person, singer, songwriter, actress, future entrepreneur. I do a lot, but I'm still defining myself every day in my own words.
Wow, wow. Okay, okay. You know, every artist has that oomph when they step into a room. When they walk, the way they dress, speak, sing. How do you maintain and develop that?
Well, my number one rule is to always keep it player. So, you know, I gotta stick to that, definitely. And just being yourself. As an artist, the goal is to be entertaining, but the goal is also to be able to express yourself in the best way you can. So if people are digging it, they're gonna dig it. You just gotta be you. Keep it playing.
Okay, okay, I feel you. And you've been writing since you were 8 years old, so tell me, what role does writing play in your life?
Writing is my expression, it's my voice. Pen and paper, just typing it out in my notes, it's getting that emotion out. It started off with little poems, little songs. Since I was 8, I carried around a journal. And I just, whenever I thought of something, I just wrote it down. It's kind of like just a release. If I have built up energy, I can't sit on it. I need it to get out of my system. So I write every day, just trying to express myself.
Did you view it as a form of therapy?
Definitely, definitely. It's processing. It's ways to get out an emotion you have and you can't necessarily say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the best at articulating my thoughts. So I'll have to write it out. I'll have to, because I'm better with that.
Now, switching gears here, how have you built your following, especially on social media?
Well, it's been, you know, going up these past like 2 years, and I just been building relationships with my players, and it's dope. I really just try to stay true to myself, try to post relatable content, just try to reach out to people, talk to people, go live, and just really use my platform to not only advertise my music and advertise what I'm doing, but just to be there for people, you know,
and to connect about current events like Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. Definitely speak your mind.
Tell me, how are you personally coping with all the civil unrest?
Well, it's always been there and always been a problem. It's literally one of my only triggers that make me like angry or make me flustered. Just racism, police brutality, all that nonsense. My first fight that I ever got into was on that topic. And I got body slammed by a dude.
Wow.
It was in the army program in my high school. Yeah. I'm just very passionate about that type of stuff. And it's so tiring. It's just tiring. It's exhausting. It's not going to stop anytime soon unless people actually want it to and make a difference.
So you were in your first girl group of 10 called The Perfect Storm, right? What lessons did you learn from that experience?
Oh my gosh. Rhythm. Definitely rhythm. Oh, wow. I was doing like choreography at 10 and it would get me so frustrated, but it helped. It helped a lot. And just, it got me used to positive and negative feedback, people telling you how it is to your face. As a kid, like I'm getting no's left and right. Cause I used to audition for stuff on the side too, cause I was also acting. So I would just catch the train to New York with my mom every day, every weekend, anytime she like got off of work. And it was just audition after audition. So it just taught me a lot about the industry, you know? But it was just me and my mom. She was not like the most extreme momager ever. But when I said that I wanted to do music, she was like, if you want to do it, we got to get you in vocal lessons. We got to do this. We got to get you doing theater. We got to do this, that, that.
Well, what did getting that support from your mom mean to you?
It meant a lot. At first, I wanted to be a scientist, and she was like super for that. But when I was like, okay, no, I really want to do this music thing. We've been doing it for real. Let's do it for real, for real. Of course she was going to support me. I was just so eager. There was no way that she was going to stop me. You know what I'm saying? She had to be there for it. And she believed in me entirely. And she still believes in me now. And she's definitely rooting for me. So
that's amazing. What advice would you give the families and parents about supporting a teenager that wants to pursue the arts?
If you see they're dedicated and you see that they really mean it and their grades are good, then let them do it, man. Let them do it, man. I kept my honor roll. This is for all y'all aspiring artists. Keep your grades good. If you're trying to convince your parents that you got your life figured out, keep your grades decent. And then they'll believe you. They'll believe you, I promise.
Keep the grades good. That's a good one. That's a good one. I know you're into guided meditation and drawing and painting. What does your wellness routine look like if you have one?
I don't really have a routine. I try to meditate as much as I can, like every day, every other day. I try to draw a little bit in my journal, write a little bit of poetry or a song.
And final question, what would you like your legacy to be?
Maybe just having a good personality, like just being a good person. I just want to be, you know, that cool old lady, you know? Everybody remembers.
Well, I'm sure your jeans are great. You know, you're not going to look like an old lady once you become an old lady.
You're right. I'm going to still be on tour. Like, shoot, I'm going to be out here.
Yo, that was our interview, and Nevaeh has blessed us with a fresh track to break for you right here on Here Comes the Break. That's coming right up. This is Mask On. Get your listen on.
And now an exclusive track from Nevaeh Jolie.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Break is produced by Double Elvis in partnership with iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Def Jam Recordings. Executive produced by and starring Asante Black as Ruben. Produced by Daniela Perkins, who plays Janelle. Bobby Sias as Marco. Christopher V. Edwards as Dad. Rami Cornell as Mom. And Taylor Bettinson. Written by Taylor Bettinson and Nakia Hill. Artist interviews conducted by Nakia Hill. Directed by Christopher V. Edwards. Mixed and edited by Matt Tahaney. Sound recording by Colin Fleming. Music elements and production by Ryan Spraker. Additional production support by Jamie Demas. Executive produced by Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler for Double Elvis. Special thanks to Oren Rosenbaum, Shelby Shankman, Sarah Kowaney, and Jordan Gorelick at United Talent Agency, Beck Media and Marketing, Barack Muffet at Universal Music Group, Rich Isaacson, Lynn Gonzalez, Charlene Thomas, Marissa Pizarro, Gabriel Cesariero, Jessica Manorino, and Naya Fleming at Def Jam Recordings, and Connell Byrne, Carrie Lieberman, Will Pearson, Noel Brown, and the entire iHeartMedia team. To hear bonus content, meet the cast, and go behind the scenes of Here Comes the Break, follow with Double Elvis on Instagram or visit doubleelvis.com.